From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be with you on this another edition of the Living Truth Radio program. And I'm glad that you're there today, and I trust that you're glad that you're there by the radio as well. Because what I have to teach you this week in this little series is something that is very, very significant to you. If you are an atheist and you've just happened to stumble across this radio station, what I have to say is very significant to you. If you're an unsaved individual, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, and you're listening to the program today, then what I have to say to you today in this series is very significant to you. If you are of some other religion besides Christianity, that is, you are involved with Islam, or you're a Hindu, or you're a Buddhist, or you're Jewish, or whatever the case may be, this particular series is very significant to you. And if you are a born-again believer, then this series that we are going to be looking at starting today is very significant to you. Now, I can hear somebody say, well, what is it that you're going to be talking about, Pastor Gary, that is significant to the atheist, to the unsaved, to people of the various religions, and even to those who are born-again Christians? What kind of a series could you give that is significant to all of those people? Well, it is the fact that we're going to be looking at the value of the Bible, the value of the Holy Word of God, the value of the Scriptures. And that means that what I am teaching these days is very significant and, in fact, is very, very applicable to everyone under the sound of my voice. I want to remind you that this book that I hold in my hand, the Bible, is the Word of God. You know, a number of years ago, I had somebody say to me as we were in a discussion, I believe the Bible contains the Word of God. And I stopped that individual in that particular discussion, and I said, no, the Bible doesn't contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. And the individual said, well, what's the difference? And I said, the difference is this. If we just say that the Bible contains the Word of God, then that simply means that there may be passages of Scripture in the Bible that are the Word of God, and there may be other passages in the Bible that are not the Word of God. But if I say the Bible is the Word of God, then everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is the Word of God. You see, when we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at this passage of Scripture in greater detail as we go on, but as we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, we find these words. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Those two words that begin 2 Timothy 3:16 are very significant. All Scripture, everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, inclusive, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration means God breathed. And what it means is that when we pick up the Bible and read it, no matter where we are reading, it is the inspired Word of God. And every verse of Scripture in the Bible is as significant and is as inspired as every other verse. For instance, I am certain that there are many who would agree that John 3:16 is inspired of God, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm certain that everybody would say, yes, I believe that that is the inspired word of God, and it is. But what about a passage of scripture like 1 Chronicles 26:18, where it says, "At Parbar westward, four at the causeway and two at Parbar." Yes, that's a real verse. Look it up. 1 Chronicles 26:18. "At Parbar westward, four at the causeway and two at Parbar." Is 1 Chronicles 26:18 as significant and as inspired as John 3:16? The answer is yes. Absolutely yes. And certainly there are different applications and different principles that are related to us in different verses and passages of Scripture, but everything in the Bible, when you pick it up and read it, is the Word of God. That's why we should study the whole Bible, not just favorite passages. I know there are people who read the Psalms all of the time. Every day they read the Psalms. I know some people that read through the Proverbs every day. Every day they read through the Proverbs, or they read in the Proverbs. And yet they've never read 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles or 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel or Obadiah or Haggai or Habakkuk or whatever the case. They read their favorite passages. Now, it's okay to have a favorite passage of Scripture, but it is also significant that we read the whole Word of God, because the whole Word of God is God's Word to us. And nothing wrong with starting with Genesis 1:1 and just reading through to Revelation 22:21 to get to understand what the Bible is all about. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now we're going to come back to that passage of Scripture later on in the study, as I mentioned a moment ago. But let me say this, beloved. If you want to experience the blessing and the provision of God, then it's important that you recognize that the Bible is the Word of God, and then spend time reading and studying the Word of God. And after you read it and study it, then obey it and apply it to your life. For instance, back in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, God was calling Joshua to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. Moses had died. Moses had led the children of Israel for over 40 years out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and through the wilderness wandering. But he had died. And now God was selecting Joshua to take up the helm, to take up the reins, to lead Israel into the Promised Land. And I'm not so sure that Joshua even wanted to do it, because you see, Joshua was one of Moses' generals, as it were. And Joshua realized that the children of Israel could be very cantankerous at times. They rebelled against God a lot. He knew that he had a hard task. And so in Joshua chapter 1, God was speaking to Joshua and said this in verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." You see what God was saying to Joshua? He was saying, "Joshua, if you want to prosper in the ministry I'm giving you, if you want to succeed in the work I'm giving you to do, in the cause I'm laying before you, then you need to be in the Word of God. You need to be in the book of the law," as it says there in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, in Joshua's day, there were only five books of the Bible written: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That, of course, is referred to as the book of the law. And God was saying to Joshua, if you want to prosper and be successful in what I want you to do, you must meditate upon the five books of the law, the five books of the Word of God, as it were. And Joshua did. And because Joshua did, everything that God led him to do, he was able to accomplish. When you go to Joshua chapter 11 and verse 23, it says, so Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Everything that God ordered Joshua to do was accomplished. Why? Because Joshua took heed to the book of the law, and he prospered, and he succeeded. Now, if you and I today are going to have the blessing of God, the strength of God, the power of God, and the provision of God, we must be people of the book. We must spend time in the Bible, the Word of God. Yes, the Bible is valuable. And I want to encourage you to be with me throughout the course of this study this week so that you will perhaps become convinced that you really cannot live without the Scriptures. But when you live according to the Scriptures, you'll experience the blessing and the provision of God. So we will continue tomorrow, and I want to thank you for being there by the radio today. But until we greet again, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, God bless you, keep looking up, and remember that Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.